CBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hurricane Milton veering just south of Tampa, it appears, now raising alarms in Sarasota, Florida, as it prepares to make landfall this evening. ABC's Rena Roy is in Tampa with more.
One major concern, coastal areas still lined with piles of debris from Hurricane Helene, despite frantic efforts to clear as much as possible in recent days. In some areas, a desperate struggle to find gas. More than 30% of gas stations have already run dry in the Fort Myers, Naples area. People far from the Gulf Coast also bracing for Milton. Airlines added thousands of seats, allowing more people to get out as the window to evacuate slowly closes. Rena Roy, ABC News, Tampa.
An election day plot thwarted. An Afghan national living in Oklahoma arrested and facing charges. Federal authorities say he and another person, a juvenile, were plotting to kill Americans on election day on behalf of ISIS. Counting the days until the election, J.D. Vance and Tim Walz, both in Arizona today. This is ABC News. New criticism of the popular game Roblox. The Hindenburg Research Group calls it, quote, a pedophile hellscape. It says child predators are all over the game. Roblox denies the accusations. TikTok's pushing back against the new lawsuits filed by more than a dozen states, accusing it of being addictive and bad for the mental health of kids and teenagers. ABC's Melissa Adan.
In a statement, TikTok responding to the lawsuit, saying for the past 2 years, they've been trying to work with the attorneys general to find constructive solutions to industry-wide challenges. The social media company goes on to say they are committed to the work they're doing to protect teens and improve their product.
And spotted in New Zealand, a fugitive father who vanished with his kids 3 years ago. Two pig hunters managed to take a video of Tom Phillips and his kids, ages 11, 9, and 8. They were seen walking in the wilderness of New Zealand's North Island wearing camo gear and backpacks. Phillips fled with his kids after a dispute with their mother. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Crystal clear water may be toxic. We can't tell if we don't test. $125 million of testing money is stuck in Madison, while polluting businesses sway Republican politicians to choose big business profits over the health of our people. Again, vote Jane Benson for State Assembly District 4 because safe water can't wait.
I'm Jane Benson and I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Jane Benson.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin.
Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love the cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great, not really, you have a great reputation with the cheese. Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden in Milwaukee Tuesday with a plan to remove all lead water pipes in the United States. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
President Biden was back in the Brew City once again talking up his efforts to remove lead water pipes. Biden unveiled a plan to force big cities to replace their lead water pipes within 10 years.
What's good for our health and for our environment is also good for our economy. And it's good for jobs.
The deadline includes $2.5 billion in new spending from the Bipartisan Infrastructure Act. With the president in Milwaukee, I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
The top four vote-getters in this year's Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin contest move on to the final round. The field started out with 130 nominations. You can vote for the finalists for another week. The winner will be announced a week from Thursday in Madison. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks getting ready. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the LA Lakers tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum, but Chris Middleton will not play in the preseason game after having surgery on both of his ankles.
Yeah, it's just listening to my body, knowing, you know, my limits, knowing what pain is, knowing what you can play through and what is not smart playing through. You know, I've been through similar situations. I'm always going to be learning something about myself and my body as I go on.
Baseball, Bally Sports Wisconsin no longer will broadcast Brewer games on TV, so the team says they're moving to the the MLB Network, President Rick Schlesinger.
Yeah, you're going to be able to turn your cable TV on, and you're going to be able to go to the Brewers TV channel. It may be a different channel than what it was last year, but it'll be easily accessible. So from that perspective, no change, other than, I think, a great quality programming experience. And if you are somebody who doesn't have cable and satellite and you want to watch Brewers games, you're going to have an opportunity to buy a subscription to a direct-to-consumer streaming service, which is going to be first-rate quality.
That's Brewers President Rick Schlesinger. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-60s this afternoon. The wind will be light out of the northeast. Tonight, clear 39. Tomorrow, sunny 69 by Friday. We'll get close to 80, but our highs are going to drop into the upper 50s to 60s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we have Tryngvi Olsen, Pat Kreitlow, and more. Be here for a hump day edition.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, in Oshkosh, and of course, the Civic Media app worldwide. Special thanks to Ariel Perez for joining us, talking about Luis Tiant, one of the all-time great pitchers in Major League modern history, and a native of Cuba, and Ariel's family roots go back to Cuba, and boy, that man, Luis Tiant, really opened the door for so many young ballplayers to this day, coming from that country with phenomenal athletes. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Get the look you want for your home with customizable windows and doors from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. The durability of materials gets tested. They open and close doors, latches, and shades tens of thousands of times to ensure they last for years to come. Pella offers custom colors and innovative features like shades between the glass. Right now, 0% interest up to 36 months. Certain restrictions apply. Ends the 31st. Get started at PellaWI.com today.
There you go. Hey, we're going to talk about something as
interesting
about
that
windows.
I'm very interested.
Something that you probably would see through the window, yeah. Right? So this is the beginning. The enter the waters of these fascinating creatures. So if I would ask you,
Katie
what is the
of
most
the Mulva Center?
Yeah, just wait. I want to know.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
If you ask people, what is the most fascinating creature that would be living in the water?
Sharks, without question.
And that's why Katie's here.
Yeah.
Katie Compton, Director of Marketing, Mulva Center.
Yeah,
sharks
we have,
exhibit.
We have sharks. That's why, you know, you want to come see them, we have them.
I've always been fascinated by sharks.
Yeah. So, to be perfectly honest, I didn't know a ton about them. And so to watch this exhibit go up was amazing. So we have 10 life-size sharks. One of them is already extinct, but the rest of them are already swimming around the ocean. They're various sizes. They're various shapes. But some of them you see exactly how big they are or how small. You learn all about them, like their habitats, different cultures around the world, how they've kind of related to them. It's really a fascinating
exhibit. Some countries
exhibit.
Honor them, right? It's like, yeah.
Some countries, it hits really hard on like the Pacific cultures, and some of them, you know, they consider them like spirits.
Right.
Things like that. So we have different artifacts. We have like a surfboard. We have some instruments. Some of them have shark teeth, as I was saying before.
Do you have any surfboards that have had a bite taken out?
No.
Have you ever seen those? Sometimes they find those.
Yeah.
So this exhibit, though, this is a worldwide exhibit.
It is. It was created by the Australian Museum.
Cool.
And I think we're...
I would say they know a little bit more about sharks.
They've got like the most, right? Don't they? Australia area?
Yeah. So they kind of pulled this all together, and they have a lot of experts, little videos you can watch, and people that are, you know, into conservation, people that are into, you know, biology, things like that. So you can learn kind of a well-rounded view of sharks. When you think of sharks, I mean, be honest, everybody thinks of like Jaws, right?
Sure, absolutely.
It's scary. Get out of the water. You need a bigger boat. That kind of concept.
Yeah. You know what's funny, though? I was thinking about this yesterday, Jim. The National News, ABC, they were down in Indian Rocks Beach. And that's where we used to stay on vacation in Tampa, just outside Tampa.
Oh, okay.
What's the other one? Tampa across the bridge is the other town.
Sarasota?
No. oh, I can't think of it, Tampa and so on. So, but anyway, that's where Indian Rocks Beach was. And the fun thing in the mornings, I used to get up early in the morning to walk it, and you'd look for shark teeth.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That was so cool to find those.
They do. So they are one of the few creatures that will regrow their teeth. And so they're constantly losing them because, you know, that's how they survive, right? They eat like the rest of us, but they need those teeth to eat. And so if they get worn down, if they get damaged, they just lose them. So, yeah, you can find them on the beach. There's even cases.
Clearwater. Oh, okay. Sorry. It's just it's bugging me. Go ahead.
I feel you. I have that happen too. You know, there's even cases of like the megalodon, which is an extinct. Like those teeth will still wash. They're huge.
I watched the show. Do you ever watch that show? There are these people in Florida, and they go to these small streams that are connected to the ocean and used to be, you know, used to be the ocean.
Right.
And they go and they collect. They go underwater, almost like Ed the Diver going down trying to find, you know, frisbees or whatever. They go down looking for these shark teeth. They are beyond belief huge.
We have one. We have a one at the exhibit. You can actually, so we have a model of a megalodon jaw, but we have a real tooth and you can touch it. The amazing thing is when you touch it, if you run your finger along the side, like you can feel the tiny serrations on it. It's like a little tiny, right. It's like a little tiny knife.
So that's one tooth. How many of those did they have in their mouth?
Oh,
100 maybe?
Yeah, they have quite a few.
Can you imagine the size of those things?
Yeah, 100.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how many teeth do sharks have. I don't know, Jim.
But you know who has the most?
Who?
Opossums.
Really?
Yeah, they do.
So I looked it up.
They got two rows.
I looked it up. Megalodon had 5 rows of teeth.
5?
276 teeth.
There you go.
Thank you.
Front row had 46 with 24 in the upper jaw, 22 in the lower jaw.
Can I have a bell, please?
You can.
Thank you.
So 270. Okay. Opossums, though, that's more for the.
You know what's funny?
Animals.
The other day when I was walking, I saw a freshly killed possum that had been hit by a car.
Are you sure it was dead?
Yeah. If I was a kid, I would have gotten my bike with the basket. I would have scooped that up with the old snow shovel, and I would have taken that home to try to mount it.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say cook it.
Johnny grew up in where they did eat.
I was a taxidermist.
So you had quite the hobby when you were young.
Johnny, before we get back to the sharks, quick story on possums. There was a nun who I went to school around Cali, picked up, I was driving on the road, picked up an opossum for science, right? Biology.
Yeah.
Picked it up, backseat of the car. Driving a little while, got up.
No.
Yeah, because they play dead.
They're scary.
But they play dead.
Have you ever?
I know a little bit about.
Remember my daughter's 1 year. She's like, Dad, some animal went into the garage.
Oh yeah, they're.
And I saw. Don't worry about it. It's probably a squirrel or something. No, it's bigger than that. So I saw, and they said that went under your workbench. So I said, I'll get it. So I took a broom handle and a flashlight, and I went under a certain. And all of a sudden, I saw these red eyes and these teeth. And I told my daughter, I said, you know what? Let's just leave the door open, kids, and he'll leave when he's. I don't want to hurt him. It's like, I didn't want to hurt him. I almost peed my pants.
But if you keep messing the head with the broom, he'll fall over and sleep because they play possum. That's
he wanted to attack. Nah, red eyes.
Well, maybe. Okay. Well, he might.
And now that I know he's got
something.
More teeth than anything,
he does. Two rows.
Anyway, the teeth back.
Back to the sharks. This exhibit opened already. It did.
Yep, it opened Saturday. We had a really good opening. We had a bunch of kiddos from the Boys and Girls Club come up,
cool.
And everybody's really enjoyed it. It's one of the nice things about this exhibit is, you know, being that it comes from a museum, there's a lot of educational features to it, but it's also, we have it bilingual, so it's all in Spanish and it's all in English. And in the middle of this exhibit, we have something called an oceanarium, and it actually projects sharks. And when you sit in the middle, it almost looks like they're swimming around you. It's kind of magical.
That's
it's very
awesome.
Peaceful.
The sharks that you have, all of them are still with us, except one species is extinct.
Yes.
What is the
closest? Is that the Megla?
No, we do not have a model of that one. That one, I think.
No, but is that the one that's one of the ones that's extinct, obviously?
It is extinct.
Yeah, okay. When kids ask, and I'll ask because I'm a kid, what's the closest shark to Green Bay?
Oh, man.
I can give that answer.
Well, no. Oh, I mean, good. Is
No, I'm serious. I can give that answer.
Where? I would say the East Coast.
Oh, he's going to say the museum.
The museum in DePere, all the cultural center. We have 10 life size models.
I'm a shark aficionado like you can't believe. I study this.
I think they call that a sharkinado, by the way.
Yeah, sharkinado.
I just made that up.
Yes.
Bull sharks.
As did John.
Listen to me. Bull sharks have been found in the Mississippi River as far north as Illinois. They come through the Gulf of Mexico, and they've adapted into fresh water. And there are bull sharks in the Mississippi River because they've adapted to fresh water.
No, I can't verify that, but the bull shark can go into fresh water.
Really?
It can actually, it switches a little bit of its biology. I don't know exactly how it does it, but when it goes out into salt water, it kind of alters itself a little bit, and it can go into fresh water, and they'll go, and that's kind of where they, like I said, babies grow up, and that's one of the things, it's safer for them. There's less predators for them, for their babies, so they'll
They're king of the hill in the Mississippi.
Yeah, they'll go into rivers and have, I don't know if they've come as far as Illinois, I would have to look that up, but yeah, we do have a model bull shark.
Call me Cliff Clavin.
You were close. The last one that was noted was back in 2021, on the Mississippi, and there have been some in Missouri.
Okay.
In 1937, an Illinois fisherman found one. So there you go.
Oh, wow. So there you
go. So the salt water, they come up, they adopt a fresh.
Are you just going to pass it on? Just ignore it.
Fine.
Welcome to my world,
Can they go from the fresh water back to salt water?
Yes. Cool. So they can adapt to each of them. So, yep. It's the only one that I know of that I've seen that can do that. So that one makes it a little bit unique.
All right. So in your exhibit, what's the largest shark that's there?
How many feet?
Obviously no gray whites.
We do. We have a great white model. You do? We have the tiger shark and then the Heliocorporon, which is the extinct one. They're all about the same size. I wouldn't know for sure. I couldn't pull the sizes out. I didn't write them down. But the interesting thing about the Heliocorporon is also known as the buzzsaw shark.
Never heard of that.
His teeth go down the middle of his tongue.
No.
So he's the extinct one. And we have a model of on the fossil, and you can feel it. And that's how they know. Yeah, his teeth are down the middle of his tongue. And they theorize that that helped him. You know, you get the prey in, it helped to push basically the prey in his belly, right? So that's where his teeth are situated. So he's really wild to see.
They are, however they were created, they are a machine of efficiency when it comes to eating and stuff like that, aren't they?
Well, yeah, but also evolution. You have to think they've been around for millions and millions of years.
Yeah,
and so they've evolved. You know, some of them have become extinct, but as a species, they just kind of keep evolving. And one of the things we have to work on and we talk about in the exhibit is, you know, some of them are endangered now, not because of environmental or whatever, but because of us. You know, fishing, they get caught in nets. There's like shark fin soup. There's all of these things. So how do we kind of make that balance to, you know,
well, they've cracked down on that. I'm trying to think who it is. There was an NFL player, NBA, somebody. Maybe you could look this one up, Todd. He was doing a fishing trip, like a recreational fishing trip. You know, you hire a charter type thing off of Florida. And they caught a hammerhead shark that we were talking about beforehand. And he got arrested because of how he released it, or he took too many pictures, or it was something weird. It's like, really? You got arrested over how you handled a shark?
Von Miller.
Yes. Do you see the story there, Todd?
Yep, I do. This is back in 2019. He was on a deep sea fishing thing off the coast of Miami, helped reel in a hammerhead shark, and then he was facing charges for that.
Yeah, because they're one of the ones that's endangered.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm glad they're protected. Yeah.
Well, and again, they have that like reputation of being scary, which I mean, Hollywood helped do, but they're just animals and they do what animals do, and that's their environment. And the one thing to realize is that they're, you know, the predators in their environment, but they keep the ocean balanced. If they start to, you know, die off, then suddenly you have their prey that you have too many of, and then it sets off the balance in the ocean. And
I still get a kick out of those people though. They'll have the underwater cameras and those sharks will come around almost quick, and push them on the nose or something.
Yeah.
It's like, really?
And they're very calm when they do it. They just push the nose away.
They do.
And the shark will just keep going.
Oh, good music, Todd. Katie Compton, Mulva Center Sharks exhibit going on right now. Stick around, right, Katie?
Yeah.
This is fascinating. I love this.
Yeah.
Back after this.
Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
This narrative that the immigrants are coming to get you, that's fiction. Look at criminal charges in your community. And look how many of those people who have been there for years, if not decades, and how many of those people are new immigrants. And even a smaller percentage of how many are undocumented immigrants. It's not happening. It would be like going to places and say, well, you know what? I'm running for Congress to stop the zombies.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Alba Show.
Hey, welcome back. My Northern Mayor here, 7:21 on a good-looking Wednesday morning. 36 degrees in Green Bay, 45 in Appleton, 41 in Oshkosh. We're with Kristen Allen. Or excuse me, we're with Kay Compton, Mulva Center Sharks exhibit. Talk about what I think is really fascinating. You must have a fun job getting involved with these kind of displays and the whole thing behind it. And yeah. I've always, like Jim and I always like, I want to own a museum someday. That's my dream. Military museum.
Oh, it's...
And I love that kind of stuff. So I envy you.
The one wonderful thing about Mulva Cultural Center is that we are changing exhibits about every 4 months.
Right.
And they're all very different. So the last one we had in was Bricktionary, and it was all Legos. And so I tell the visitor services team, like, you have an amazing job because every 4 months you kind of get to become an expert in something new. So you get to dive in, you know, you get to learn everybody's questions and learn all about it. And then, you know, our next exhibit coming in January is called Unofficial Galaxies, and it's going to have a bunch of Star Wars. It's a Star Wars collection. And so then we'll, you know, be in Star Wars mode.
I think what's cool about Todd, the Mulva.
I don't know anything about Star Wars.
Oh, I thought you were a big Star Wars guy.
No, I mean, I like it, but I don't know. Like, some people are really into it.
Oh, yeah.
The Mulva, and there are some museums that don't change up too often.
Right.
Like right here across the street. So I think it's really cool that every 4 months, I mean, the biggest thing we ever had was this King Tut.
Remember that?
I mean, that was cool. I mean, lions. But it's like, why don't we do that every year? You guys do it every quarter, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. So we're scheduling right now pretty much three different exhibits a year. So next year, like I said, we have Unofficial Galaxies. In the summer, we're going to actually have two at once. One is called Top Secret, and it goes into, like, spycraft. And so it has a bunch of hands-on activities. I think you get, like, some suspects at the beginning, and you have to figure out, you know, who's doing things. And the other one is a navigation one. Again, lots of hands-on. And at the end of next year, we are finishing off with a Life in Space exhibit. So lots of stuff about space. We have some simulators coming. So we try to do things very different, like each exhibit a little bit different, and we want to bring in things that nobody else is doing in the area, right? You know, the Neville is a wonderful museum. They do really great stuff. So we don't really want to
mirror them.
Right. We want to be a little bit different, and so everybody can kind of enjoy all the wonderful things that are happening in the area.
So this, the draw, let's say I haven't been there before and I want to see the shark thing. There's other things we can do as well, right?
Yeah.
Talk a little bit more about the Mulva Center, you know, the restaurant, and just you got some cool stuff.
We have lots of stuff. And what people don't realize is that you can enter for free. We do not have an entrance fee. So you can come into Mulva Cultural Center. You can visit the restaurant. You can go into the gift shop. We have an atrium exhibit right now that talks about, it has a bunch of historical baseball photos. And we're going to switch that out with CP Center. We have a bunch of art pieces going up for that.
Where are the baseball photos from? Like old? I mean, are they?
Yeah, they're all black and white.
Oh, cool. Oh,
now you stump me.
No, I'm just a general. But I mean, it's, what era is what I meant?
Oh, I would say probably the 20s and 30s. Wow. I know Babe Ruth is in one of them when I've looked through them.
And, I'd love to see that.
Yeah, so that is all free to come in and check out. And you can come on our patio. The only things we ticket are the exhibition hall, which would be Sharks right now. And that for adults is $20. For kids is $15. Like seniors and military is $15. And then...
for children, it's only $10. John, your grandkids would be $10.
All right.
And we're going to go win that at the casino this afternoon, so we're good.
Oh, then it won't matter.
No, it won't matter because we're going to clean up.
We also have a film suit or a theater.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we are also showing films all the time. We show documentaries, but we have Sunday, Monday matinees, and those are, you know, larger feature films on the docket for this month. I think next week is Young Frankenstein. I think in 2 weeks we have Hocus Pocus. We have High Noon coming. So these are all bigger movies that you can come in and see for $5.
Todd wants to know if he can partake in anything before he watches Young Frankenstein.
Oh, man.
Tell me that wasn't a college era type when
you a great movie.
Had a few adult beverages and
maybe.
That one came on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got no judgment there.
You Fond du Lac girls didn't do that back in the day.
We were very, very good in Fond du Lac. We never misbehaved.
It's got to be a fun job for you, though.
It is. I really enjoy it because it's constantly different.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of different things going on. The exhibitions are always changing. There's just something always new to talk about. And the other thing is that, you know, people come to Melville Cultural Center to have a good experience.
Right.
You know, they come to have a good time. They come to have a good meal. They come to see a good film. Like, they're coming there to enjoy themselves, which is just, it's fun to be in that environment.
And, you know, one thing about the Shark Tank thing, everybody likes that feeling of being kind of afraid, but you're still okay. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're curious about sharks because sharks, right. they make the news for the wrong reason,
but they
make the news a lot. And I'll tell you what's really making a lot of news. You're going to be very successful with the outer space stuff. That is like the buzz right now. And kids are into it. Yeah. Adults are into it. And I think it's great. And it's easy parking, easy to get to. It just you got a big investment in that. The city and the Malvas, obviously.
We do.
But I
Absolutely.
Think we need to support that as well.
Yeah, and we have a big parking lot right behind the building. A lot of people are like, well, I don't know where to park. Like, if you come around the back, like, there's a big parking lot there, and we have a lot of street parking. So parking isn't an issue. The building is beautiful. Like, if you haven't come, even just to come by and grab a cup of coffee at our cafe and sit down and enjoy the view. We've been doing Thursday night music. We're open till 8 Thursday night. That's free to come in if you want to, you know, partake in a beverage or food. I mean, that'll obviously cost you. But you can watch the sunset going down, you know, over the river.
So your website, contact information, because you're in the news a lot, but I still think people haven't experienced that, and they need to.
Right. So malvacenter.org, we keep that updated. Everything that's coming in. And we're really responsive if you have any questions. We're still very new, and so we're trying to get all the information out into the community. And so any questions, you know, you can find us on Facebook. You can email us. You can call us. But we want everyone to come in and enjoy it.
Man, and how can you not enjoy sharks?
You know what I was going to do one time that would have been really, really stupid? So remember I told you about that party we had for my old show, Mino and Nick? And we had the tattoo party, and we branded people and the whole thing.
Yep.
We actually had a nurse there take, I was going to Florida the next day, take a syringe of blood out of me. And I was going to take it to Black Rocks Beach, or Indian Rocks Beach, and I was going to go out on a raft, and I was going to squirt it in the water and see if anything came around.
Can you
but
believe
I forgot,
this?
But I forgot it in my refrigerator. I got pictures of the nurse with the syringe of blood.
It would just be you and me sitting here.
Yeah, so that's an interesting...
Hey, any of my old Mino and Nick people, do you guys remember that? At the party, the branding, the tattoo party, when she took my blood.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Good idea.
Well, I wanted to get pictures of it and stuff. I thought it'd be cool. Yeah. It would just be little ones.
In your shark exhibit, we see these 20 sharks, different sizes, and 19 of them are still active. Do you have any shark attack things? Do you talk about that? I mean, you don't want to scare kids, but you want to...
I mean, there's a couple references to it. One of the experts was attacked by a shark, and he talks a little bit about it.
Oh,
but,
cool.
You know, again, the explanation is that you're in their environment, and they don't quite understand who or what you are.
Your food chain.
So, and the you know, you have way less chance of getting attacked by a shark than just driving down the street.
Oh, there's so many things.
And
well,
so,
you know what people say? Same thing with rattlesnakes. I'm fascinated by rattlesnakes, and I used to kind of hunt them. But anyway, but here's the deal, though. For every one you'll ever see, there's probably been 10 that you've been really close to, and they didn't want anything to do with you.
Right. Most sharks, they're down below. They're hunting. They don't want anything to do with you.
Exactly.
All right. We're coming out to see them anyway. All right.
Excellent.
This is good stuff.
Executive Director and Brand Development at the Malva Cultural Center right in De Pere. easy to, you can't miss the
hard
building.
Hard to miss.
No. Beautiful building.
Parking in the back, and you have this exhibit going on October 5th all the way through January 5th.
Yep, yep.
Cool.
Awesome. Katie Compton, thank you so very much.
Thanks for having me.
Awesome stuff. Fun. We're coming to that. Back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Commodity brokers are watching South America as they kick off their delayed planting season thanks to recent rains. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Wednesday morning. We'll talk about it next.
Whether you're in the market to buy or sell, count on Steffes Group for any and all of your equipment this harvest season. Thinking about retirement or a career change? Steffes Group can support your next steps with reliable auction services. Visit steffesgroup.com today to see a full list of upcoming auctions in your area or nationwide, or to contact your local representative. That's steffesgroup.com.
Brazil finally has moisture in the ground. Market advisor John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing says that means planting season can begin in earnest for our southern competitors.
Yeah, they're a couple weeks behind, but the bulk of their planting occurs, you know, here now within the next basically month. So if the weather forecasts improve, they'll continue to push the planters. It's an interesting, you know, here we want some moisture in the soil. Down there, they wait for the moisture before they push the planters forward. You know, we want things to dry out before producers start rolling in our area. So it's a different mentality just because of the extremeness of the weather and just how that country lays out in terms of its, you know, overall geography.
Market advisor John Heinberg from Total Farm Marketing in West Bend. He says the comfortable amount of moisture in South America is going to put pressure on U.S. trade. Don't go anywhere. We'll take a look at our morning commodity markets next.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Commodity prices are seeing a pop to kick off a Wednesday. From Chicago, December corn is up a penny and three quarters at 422 and a half. November soybeans are up a nickel and three quarters at 1022 a bushel. Cash wheat is up a nickel and a quarter at $6 a bushel. And July 2025 new crop wheat is up a nickel at 643 and a half. On the close yesterday from Chicago, cheese prices were down. Barrel cheese down a nickel and a quarter at $1.88, and the 40-pound block cheese closing down 2 cents at $1.92 and three quarters. But today, Class 3 milk prices are moving higher. Class 3 milk goes to make cheese. The November contract is up 11 cents at $21.24 a hundredweight, and December Class 3 milk is up 13 cents at $20.78. That's your market update on a Wednesday morning. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-60s this afternoon. The wind will be light out of the northeast. Tonight, clear 39. Tomorrow, sunny 69 by Friday. We'll get close to 80, but our highs are going to drop into the upper 50s to 60s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Boy, special thanks to Katie from the Mulva Center. I would really and truly love to see that exhibit on sharks.
Yeah, you take your grandkids out there. You said they're going to be in town.
Yep, I think that'd be fun. All right, we're talking real estate. Weird things happening, of course, in the world of real estate now. And even with the horrific things happening in Florida in regards to, you know, insurance for floods and yada, yada, yada. But anyway, we have Abby Lonick of the Bay Area Realty Shawano office. Do you know where your bosses are today or no? Ben, Indiana?
They're in Florida.
Wow. Which part?
They're by St. Pete.
They've got a place, though, don't they? Down there? Yeah.
Yep. So they're checking on their property down there.
Probably buying some real estate, too.
Yeah.
Getting prepared for the next
onslaught.
Hurricane.
Got to ask, we were talking about this, too, about, I think I got this one wrong in the real estate exam. As far as if you have a house that you're selling, it's in a floodplain around here. That's a red flag too, obviously, versus those people down there that just cannot get flood insurance.
Yeah, yeah, it can be. It's just an additional expense to some people.
You can get it. It's just an additional expense if you're in a floodplain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you have Kristen on the phone too? Hello, Kristen.
I'm here.
Hi, Kristen. Kristen Allen and Abby Lonick, Bay Area Realty, the Shawano office. How you doing, Kristen?
Excellent. How are you guys doing?
Excellent. Fantastic. So give us your opinion on what's going on in the real estate market. And is there a big difference between where you work with the world of real estate, which has been so erratic over the last 5 years or 3 years, whatever you want to call it? What's it like in the Shawano area?
Well, Abby's probably a better answer for that because I work predominantly up on the lake that I live on, which is just north of Shawano.
Which lake?
Legend Lake.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's beautiful. I love Legend Lake.
That's the real estate on Shawano Lake has gone up a little bit. But that's a cool lake. I mean, where you can go from one to another to another to another. I looked at places there. And it was crazy in the last couple of years. They don't sit around too long up there anymore.
No. Nothing really on the water stays the market very long.
Uh-uh. Yeah, it's true. I was talking this morning. We'd looked at an article that talked about people don't really live in urban centers anymore because it's so expensive, and they maybe live outside and commute a little bit more. And maybe Shawano would be not that far, right? 35 miles from Green Bay?
Mm-hmm.
And Clintonville's how far from Appleton? 30?
About the same.
Right, the same. And are you still seeing that, people, because they can't afford the urban centers, that they're buying from you guys more in the rural?
Almost bedroom communities they've become.
Yeah. The Green Bay to Shawano commute is easy. I mean, you just hop on 29 and you go. So the home prices in Shawano compared to Green Bay are a little lower, so you can get more house for your money and you're just sacrificing your time with commuting.
Right.
It's just kind of an ever-changing market, so... Right.
But you're not getting those, like we were talking a couple of years ago, 14, 15 offers in a couple of days, huh?
Not so much.
Occasionally. Not in Shawano, but in Green Bay they are.
It still is that, huh?
Yeah.
You know, we're always talking about this with Ben and Deanna. The number one thing that's so frustrating for everybody in real estate or whatever, there's just not enough properties and nobody's building because of the supply problems or whatever, whatever. It's like something needs to happen to get things back to normal. True? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, we've got quite a few areas of, like, new development in Shawano. There's a builder developing an area behind the high school right now, which they're kind of more wooded lots, and they're going to be
those will be popular.
$400,000 range.
Oh, that high, though.
But the average price is not much less than that.
No, I know.
No. You know, it.
I saw a little one in the paper, or not in the paper, somewhere on the internet, local one. And it was like, oh, that's nice. Nice little starter home. $325. It's like, ooh.
Yeah. That is for us that are a little bit older than you. That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, but that's what it is.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Well, I mean, especially when you compare it to not that long ago.
That's what we're saying.
Well, we were talking about, I mean, I this was in 1990, I think, I bought my first home in Green Bay, in Alloy, in a great neighborhood, $68,000. Four bedrooms.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now we spend that on vehicles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No kidding.
So what do you guys have going on? You guys are promoters. And to get people in, you got a Halloween event or something coming up?
Yes.
Tell us about
that. So this Friday.
Ooh, that's coming up.
There is a downtown event on Main Street in Shawano. It's Witches Night Out.
It's a cool brewery you got downtown, though, too, isn't there?
Oh, you got a good Italian restaurant there. That's a good...
Yep. You got Luigi's.
We have a lot of stuff.
Right? Luigi's is good.
Yeah. Lots of stuff.
You do. It was...
But you know what they did, Jim? They did exactly what we always talked about. We appreciate when people do this because it's harder to do than the other way. Some of those big old buildings they've got, they've restored them.
Yeah. Yep. And there are, like, grants available through the city to help kind of restore those older buildings to just keep them.
I think that's cool.
So what it's called, Witches what?
Witches Night Out.
Witches Night Out.
Warlocks are welcome too. It's not just women. But it's an all day event from 10 to 7, all down Main Street. There's a lot of local businesses participating, offering different specials. And at our office specifically, we have two giveaways. One, you just have to come in and sign up for. The other one, you need to be in costume and get your picture taken, either as a group or individual. And we will post those all on our Facebook page, and then the community will be voting on their favorite.
What were you when you were a kid?
Oh, what do we win? Man.
What were you?
I don't remember.
Kristen, or, yeah, Kristen.
I was Woody Woodpecker.
Oh, okay. I like that. I like that a lot.
I don't remember
Woody Woodpecker coming to my door.
That's a good one.
Did you have a mask back then, right?
Kristen?
Mask? How'd you see?
Oh, we lost Kristen.
Okay.
All right.
But they kind of did away with masks after a while.
Those plastic ones with the rubber band that always broke?
Right.
They smell the chemicals.
Yeah. Then you'd have to just hold it when you go to the door.
But you couldn't see.
No, that's peripheral vision.
No, that was the problem. Hey, so what are the prizes? I mean, I'm going to come anyway, but the two giveaways, you show up and you just sign up. But if you come in the costume with your group, what could one win? Like a house?
That would be great, wouldn't it? Yeah. We have a variety of like gift cards from some of the local businesses downtown on Main Street there.
And of course, we're at Bay Area Realty. We have Ben and Deanna. Their offices are right a block away from here, basically. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really realize you had a Shawano office. So that's pretty cool that you guys extend all throughout the area, huh?
Yep. We just opened that office I think we opened the doors in March.
Okay. Yep. Oh, you're back. Hi, Kristen. We lost you.
Hi.
Like Todd was asking, did you have one of those plastic masks when you were a Woody Woodpecker?
Yeah, that's exactly what I had.
And the plastic costume.
That's how old I am.
Yeah, us too. And the plastic costume that would rip like 5 minutes into
Especially
it.
Especially if you had to try to put it over your winter coat because it was 24 degrees out.
Right.
Yep. Yep. Dark as can be because we got to, trick-or-treat at night then.
Absolutely. It was after supper. Couldn't go trick-or-treat until after supper. Yep.
Jack-o'-lanterns look better, right?
Absolutely.
You can still, it's 4 to 7. It'll be dark.
Yeah, it's getting dark pretty early. Sun's going down about 6.
I'm all in.
Gotta
ask
this. So the world of real estate, I don't know, how long have you been in?
About 4 years.
Okay, Kristen, how long have you been in?
6 and a half, almost 7.
So you guys actually got into this right when the COVID thing to wade through and everything. So you guys... sometimes when we talk to Ben or Deanna, it's like, well, X number of years ago.
Back in the day.
Right. So you guys, your whole experience in real estate has been with this unique era. True?
Yep. Pretty much like when my business started to go was when everything shut down.
That's what I mean.
Which is weird to even say because we were like not even allowed to go look at houses for a certain period of time. But
exactly.
That's like when I started. So.
Yeah. And we had to wipe down all the cabinets and everything they touched. And
I remember trying to host open houses, and some people wouldn't put on a mask.
Yeah.
And it's like, because you couldn't force them. You couldn't, and it was just weird.
Yeah.
That was a tough time.
It's unbelievable we went and that wasn't that long ago. It's like back in the '20s. You know, I'm telling you, it just that was a crazy time.
But Abby, getting in on that time of year, did you ever think to yourself, "Oh, did I just make the right decision or no?"
Yeah, I actually had somebody ask me that question. Like, is this really a good time to get into real estate? I was like, well,
because there was no really light at the end of the tunnel at that time.
No, and I mean, the thing I said to myself was maybe not, but at least while everything is shut down, I can just learn online.
Yeah. But they did. So. They did put you down as a necessary business, though.
Yeah.
That would have been devastating if they didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, at least they gave you the green light. You guys lobbied hard to get that.
Yep.
Or the real estate, the RNA did that. But right now, you know, here we are in October. Are people... Do you feel like there's a buzz out there? I mean, people get so worried about the election and this and that and the supply and demand. But, I mean, are people like, look, it is what it is. I'm going to buy a house. Because I had read that 55% of the new buyers are millennials, which are kids. Johnny and I both have millennials. You know, 29, 30, yep. 31, 32. Mm-hmm. Are you seeing that?
Yeah, I would agree with that. And there's always going to be people that need to buy a house, even if the market is weird or there's stuff going on with politics. Like, at the end of the day, people still have to move.
But you just need to be a little more creative these days than in the past, right?
But what's really funny is that people will say, oh, it's an election year, and I want to wait until after the election, you know, to either buy or sell. And then they do the exact same thing regardless who gets elected.
Right. Yeah, that's true. I agree. I think when you're ready, you know. We talked about ways to get creative. And one of the ways to get creative is to actually maybe buy a smaller house or buy a little bit out
of your area.
I'm not one to...
Or talk about the drive time or whatever.
The wear and tear in the car. You got to factor all that stuff in. But, mm-hmm. I mean, there are houses out there for sale. It's not like there's none. You just have to figure out a way. And then we talked about...
Do need a good realtor.
Well, absolutely. And that's
you really do need a good realtor.
And you guys have... I don't know if plethora is the right word, but you have a lot of inventory in terms of, you know, you got it in Green Bay, you've got it in Shawano, and people have a variety when they come to you.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if inventory is high.
No,
But we have, I mean, some inventory that we can at least get people into seeing stuff. And
there's always MLS.
Yeah.
But
I say it's still a little bit of a seller's market in that respect because of the low inventory.
Have you guys had any problems or any issues with that new ruling that came out about buyer agency and that sort of stuff? No, okay. Because that was the big national story there for a while, what was going on. But now, I got to say this. When I was in real estate, man, it was a scary feeling at times when you're not getting that regular paycheck every Friday and you got to get out and hump it. There is no better motivation to get up and get out of bed on a morning than when you have to earn your paycheck. Isn't that the truth in that business?
Very much so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, it's a lot of budgeting and a lot of, time management and... don't spend all your marbles. Don't throw all your marbles in.
Right.
But, you know, one thing, though, at least you don't get the people just kicking the tires. If they're in the biz, if they're into it now, they're pretty much serious about buying, right? Because I think when I was a buyer's agent, one of the most frustrating thing is you'd show house after house after house, and it'd be like, okay, tell me exactly what you're looking for. And you'd show them that house, and they'd still be like, okay. You know what else we're on a look next week is so-and-so. You guys are still running into that sort of thing?
Oh, yeah. That still happens. Yes.
You get the whole family there because that's the decision. All right. So I'm Sean on Main Street. Witches Night Out, Warlocks Night Out, whatever it is. And what is that kickoff? Tomorrow night at 5? Did you say?
Friday. Friday, 10 to 7.
Okay.
Well, Friday.
And where's that exactly again?
Downtown.
All
right?
Down Main Street.
Main Street.
In Shawano.
Yep.
Awesome.
That's going to be fun. Stop in with your costume, Facebook, and we can win. We'll surprise them what kind of house they're going to win.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why do I have a feeling
it might be a house ornament?
All right, that's good.
Why do I have a feeling there'll be a lot of sun drops sold that night?
Yeah, I'm sure there will be some of that.
And Luigi's.
We'll have most of the local businesses will have little drinks.
Oh,
fun.
And snacks. Yep.
And snacks.
Oh, very cool. Sounds like a great night. Love Shawano.
All right, this Friday, we're all going to Shawano.
Kristen Allen, Abby Lonick, Bay Area Realty, the Shawano office, taking a place, pinch hitting a little bit here for Ben and Deanna Malcor. And we love what Bay Area Realty does in the entire area. So thank you guys so much for being here.
Yep. Thank you for having us.
Cool.
Right, you
thank
bet.
You. We got to set a quick break. Coming up down the road, Wisconsin Herd National Anthem Auditions with Steve Brandes. I want you to try out. I want you to try out. Back at this.
Frank, I'll forget.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code WEALTH to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code WEALTH for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code WEALTH for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a good-looking Wednesday morning. Todd has not updated our temperatures, so we'll still say Green Bay 36.
Let me check right now.
Appleton 45, Oshkosh 41. You know, I was watching the weather last night.
Green Bay 35, Appleton 43.
It dropped? Down?
Yep.
Oh, okay. It actually dropped. And but they were talking about, hey, folks, don't have to worry about the mosquitoes and the growing anymore up in, I think, around Lakewood-ish. Like, it's below freezing and frost and all those sorts of things. Oh, Jim's got 42. Mm. Well, the National Weather Service better get on the stick there. Better get something going. So our next guest is going to be good. Oh, it's coming up at the start of our next break. Or our next segment, excuse me. Steve Brandes, Wisconsin Herd, National Anthem Auditions. That sounds like fun.
That would be a lot of fun. And what an honor for, I don't know, I'm sure
for
kids.
Anybody.
Yeah, for anybody. You're right, for anybody. But, you know, barbershoppers, duets, solos, you know.
Did you, okay, now, okay, you were in barbershop, right?
Yep.
Okay, but were you a good singer, like, solo?
Well, I mean, I had solo parts, right? And they just kind of more.
No. If you weren't singing barbershop and sang something like that, would you be?
No, I wouldn't. Would I do that?
Could
I
you do that?
I don't know if I'd do that. I like the barbershop. I like the harmony, and I'm more comfortable in that setting.
Do you still have your old buddies around that you did barbershop with?
You know what? It was a long time ago. I don't know.
You could probably find some new people, right?
I think a barbershop national anthem would be pretty cool.
Oh, it is. It's awesome.
Oh, I've never heard one, but I...
Ladies and gentlemen.
You have.
The Schmidt Brothers.
My dad sang at the Brewers.
Oh, really?
National anthem. Oh, yeah. Picture in the dugout.
With the group or him by himself?
No, the group. My dad only sang in a quartet.
Okay.
But no, the barbershop national anthem, that's been sung many, many times. That's very pop. It's a great rendition too, right?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
Heard it.
Okay. You know what though? You know one of the things that's wrong? You know why though? Because when I was a kid or whatever, up until, you know, adulthood, an NFL game or college football game, they would show the national anthem.
Yeah. So my brother still sings in a quartet, and they will, they cut away for commercials, right? It's just the money and bass, everything. They don't show it anymore. But they would sing it slow enough where when they came back, they were just holding out the last note so they could be on TV.
No kidding. Yeah. Really?
Do you want to hear a rendition of it as Barbershop?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear you go.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's
it's four part.
Four people in the group?
Yeah. Yep. Quartet.
Quartet. Like a quart.
Oh, yeah.
That's all right.
They're fine.
That's good. That's.
I thought there'd be one guy taking one part and the other guy taking the other part of it.
Yeah, they could sing with it a little bit more. It's pretty soft. You know what I mean? Like
Yeah. You guys were a little edgier, huh?
Edgy yes, and Barbershop. The brothers were known for their edginess.
Oh, my dad was too edgy.
When they hit town, look out.
It's a little stronger. Not,
yeah.
Those guys were all right, though.
All right. Anyway,
these guys.
But I think you should get the band back together and do that. Try out for these guys.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what the herd is looking for. But my guess is they're going to want some diversity. So I'm sure they're going to look at
nothing more diverse these days than a barbershop quintet.
Well, it's quartet.
Quartet.
Are there other five? Are there other tets though? Are there quintets and stuff like that?
Five. Yeah.
Whole group.
But that's not a thing.
Is there? There's not.
Quintet. I'm sure there's. Yeah, that would be five. But I don't.
Who needs the fifth? Right. You got to split it one more way with the cash.
Right. Is that one of those things where it's like somebody's somebody's brother? It's like my brother really wants to be a part of this. Yeah. It's like we don't need him.
We got to give him a part. You don't want to have two people singing the same part, right?
Right.
So
okay.
Anyway, that will be interesting to see if he looks for that or duets or solos or if he wants youth or if they can they bring in and people come in and just play the saxophone. You know, those are pretty cool things.
Yeah,
Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, I've heard that. Well, the Jimi Hendrix one's a little weird. No,
but there's people who
I love the I've heard the saxophone one. That's really cool at times.
And even at Lambeau, you know, they've come out with the guitar.
But I don't know why the networks again. God bless the NFL.
Money,
whatever.
Johnny.
I know, but it's like really. You can't find a commercial somewhere else during the span of those 3.5 hours where you... I think it'd be phenomenal to have the national anthem televised. I really do. That's one of the cool things they do for the World Series and the baseball. They get those guys, those police officers and those firefighters in New York.
Yeah.
They sound like opera stars.
Yeah. Though they get some. Well, remember that guy who sang here? He played for the Packers.
Ezra Tuolo.
Yeah.
He was asking to come on the show, actually.
Ezra?
Yeah. He was in town a few weeks ago.
Why didn't you get him on the show?
Well, working on it.
Yes, he would be great. And
he'd
was
be awesome.
Great. We played the Bears that night, right?
Oh, I don't even know.
Yeah, we did.
Okay. When he sang, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I ran into him in the parking lot of Lambeau Field that night. I'll never forget. I go, Ezra. He goes,
yeah.
He goes, I remember. I go, John Minor. Mino! And it's like, I go, what are you doing here? He goes, I'm singing the national anthem. I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, very cool.
Honest guy just walking right through the parking lot on the way to the stadium.
Cool. Yeah.
Good guy. I really liked him.
But that national anthem, that's a hard song to sing, too. So
that's what they say.
If you're good, you're really good. You know what I mean?
Right. But you can't fake it, huh?
No.
I think we've heard some people try.
We have some people try. Boy, some of those renditions are really bad.
Yeah, when they add their own. Well, that one poor girl. Well, I shouldn't say poor girl. She showed up hammered to do it.
Oh, yeah. But she went to rehab the next day, didn't she?
Yeah.
So that's good.
That was about as bad as I've ever heard. Oh, man. Well, it was the worst without screwing up the lyrics. I mean, Roseanne Barr was just an embarrassment. But she was just a nutcase who just, you know, that was stupid to even ask her to be a part of it.
Right. And then that Whitney Houston thing was so awesome.
Oh, my God.
And she just kept it kind of straight face.
I mean, absolutely.
She didn't, you know, but she was so strong.
Yeah. There's a strong voice.
Yep.
And then those Jets came over just at the right time.
Yep.
That one, sometimes I play that just driving along with my whatever I got there now where I could put in the sun. That's a cool thing I got. So one cool thing with my car.
He doesn't run, but he's got a good sound system.
Yeah, you can hook your phone up to the thing. And
unbelievable.
Type in YouTube and then like Whitney Houston National Anthem and it plays.
It's incredible.
It's magic.
Everybody has that.
No, they magic. Don't.
It's magic.
It's like we were talking about the earbuds when Todd was singing them. It's magical. Quick break. Back up.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Matt Rothschild joins me in studio. We'll talk about Donald Trump locking up his political opponents and new book dropping by Bob Woodward. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.